This is Commodity Wrap. I'm Tony St. James. Well, we wrap up Monday, first day of 5-week trading session, and well, lower for some of our markets. Let's start with corn. We saw corn slip into the session there at the end of the day, and I think I've got us at 5 straight losses here in the corn market. At beans lower as well, beans breaking a 3-day win streak. We had soy meal moving higher for the fourth session, but bean oil falling. Then you get over to the wheat, and that's where we saw the most movement in Chicago and Kansas City. Minneapolis was higher. And then the cotton market higher for the third straight session. Let's bring in our guest, Zach Tindall. Zach is with Producers Livestock. All right, Zach, anything catch your attention on Monday?
Well, you mentioned on the corn market, 5 straight days lower, and we're 7 of the last 8 days lower on top of that. So, these nearby contracts made a couple runs at the 20-day moving average at the beginning of last week and just couldn't hold anything, and then kind of finished lower, and in all honesty, had a pretty sour close to a sour week last week on the corn side. Anyway, beans technically looked a little better end in the week, got through that 20-day moving average we've been fighting for about 2 weeks or so. Soybean meal kind of had a little rally with things going on in South America, and just never really had a whole lot of hope here today. I mean, they started higher overnight with crude oil being sharply higher. That since kind of backed off here. Stock markets worked a little bit higher on us. Wheat had about the best day of any, with Chicago and Kansas City both finishing 10 to 12 higher, but pushed to new lows in the bean market and really the corn market as the day went on and into the close here. So, you know, you would have hoped a little more volatility coming from the conflict in Iran and the higher crude oil market would have helped the grain markets a little bit more here today. But with crude backing off and late in the day, that definitely bled over into the grain markets.